Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Let me tell you about the Anglican Church of the Holy Spirit. We are a conservative, Bible-believing church where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Presents, Christmas presents. Our eyes are upon Him. Now this, hear me, this can be the challenge for some, because sometimes easily our focus can be taken off of Him and placed on something else. And that something else doesn't necessarily be evil. It can be good, but it's not Him. Amen. Jesus never took His eyes off of His Father. Amen. Never said anything His Father didn't say. Always was in this, he said once in His prayer, "Father, I thank You that You always hear me." He was always there. Now, He did this as the man, the son of David. So in other words, he did it and showed us that we can do it too. Amen. I believe Paul did it. I believe Peter did it. When he got himself together, Peter did it. The early disciples, there were those down through the years that did that. It's not foreign, nor is it hidden from us. It's hidden for us. But we've had so much stuff flood the church, and so much that was fleshly. See, a lot of this spiritual warfare that people do, they do carnally. Amen. You know, they can do it from their flesh, from their intellect. You know, and that won't take you but so far. The devil will laugh at you. But when you have peace first, yes, when you have that abiding peace inside first, that rest, that presence, you can whisper at a storm, and it will obey you. You don't have to be shouting at no devils. Peace be still. Jesus didn't fear it. He didn't scream at it. He didn't do it intellectually. What was in Him came out of Him. He already knew. Tell me something. How can someone sleep so soundly in a storm? The disciples, the boat is about to sink. Now, you know it had to be rocking. And waves had to be, but Jesus sound asleep on a pillow. Because He knows the law of confession. He told them before they left, He said, "Let us go over to the other side." Amen. There it is. Amen. You can sleep now. Amen. I don't care what comes up, you're going to make it over there. Amen. Hello? The law of confession. Amen. Amen. He said, "Let us go over to the other side." And then He went to sleep. Here's a problem saints have a lot of times. You pray about something, then you pick it up before you leave, and you're praying about it on the way out. "Oh, Lord. Well, you just prayed about it up here. Why didn't you leave it there? If you believed it, why did you walk away rejoicing?" Amen. I ain't got to mention that no more. All I got to do is believe, because it's set in place now. It's set in motion now. It's a law. Amen. It is predictable. God said, "If you ask, you'll receive." Why'd you pick it back up and go back out here praying in tongues? Deep, you know, not talking to nobody, just going out. Deep folk. You pray, leave it there. Matter of fact, when you come to the altar from now on, I'll make you smile. Because says you're not coming to, you know, the altar of incense or the altar of burnt sacrifice, where if God don't accept your offering, you're dead. No, we're coming because God has given us promise. If he said I'm healed by his stripes and I'm coming up here, then I'm coming up. Lord, I thank you. Today is my day. I'm coming for my healing, for my deliverance, for my breakthrough, for all that you have for me. I'm coming for it today. In other words, stir yourself up. And stop all that, you know, all that religious stuff. Folk come to the altar. I understand tears in that sometimes, but I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about that religious stuff. Like God gonna see you because you're looking like a lemon. I can see the Lord saying, do you believe me or what? Oh, Lord. He's standing right up here. Oh, Lord, come, Jesus, come. He's standing right there. You know, we just sang that song. Show us. The Israelites said, we want to see him. They sang that same song. And Moses said, all right. Lord, they said they want to see you. He said, all right, sanctify and get them by the mountain. They said, show us. They come singing the song. He showed up. They start running. Moses! No, man, no. We don't want to see him, man. You talk to him. You know, talk to him for us now. Peace. Feet shod everywhere you go. Peace. You bring peace. You ain't looking for a fight. You ain't ready to argue. Sometimes you got to stand your ground, put people in their place, but you're not looking for it. Matter of fact, Jesus had to put the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all the C's in place a lot of times, but it wasn't like he was gloating over it. Matter of fact, when Peter denied him, can you picture Jesus about the end of the rows down there, and the cock crows, and he's kneeling down in chains, and Peter looks, and Jesus' eyes meet his. You think Jesus was saying, I told you. See, I think it was such compassion that Peter broke. Peter looked and saw Jesus' eyes and broke and ran and wept bitterly. Amen. When we understand his nature, he's the Prince of Peace. As a matter of fact, I made this statement earlier. And you know, just integrate it into your theology. Peace is a person. Just like people say God loves. No, God is. Love is God. He's not just a bringer of peace. He is peace. So when you are walking in peace, I'm talking about the peace of God, not the peace the world gives you, but the peace of God, there's a presence with you. And that presence, see, Holy Spirit is a person, not just the or it. The Holy Spirit. I'm getting out of saying the Holy Spirit and saying Holy Spirit, because it's the third person. And he's such a person that he can be grieved. You can grieve him. You know, you ever been grieved? You ever had a person grieve you? It's like, oh man, come on. You grieved, or you can be quenched where you back, okay, forget it, I'm sorry. Holy Spirit is a person that can be grieved or quenched. And you know what? He loves a lot. Some people really need to experience God's love in a deeper way. God is love, but he's also a lover. See, some people get nervous with that, because they never had someone to be all-encompassing. Ain't nobody can love you like Jesus. In every facet of your life, his love will spill over into stuff you didn't expect. You say, Lord, please. Lord Jesus, please. I can't hardly stand it. Now, let me segue again, then we'll just touch on this message here about the steps of the righteous. We must understand spiritual authority to wage effective warfare. Spiritual authority. Now, our spiritual authority is from our commission. So all of us have authority. We're authorized. But power comes from our encounters with God. In other words, you have to encounter God. Are you hearing? It's important to encounter him, to spend time with him, to live from an overflow. Time out for going on fumes. You know, just making it. Just hanging in it. That day is over. Just hanging in. You need to learn true spirit warfare. You've been fighting the wrong battle, and you've been a leaking vessel. You've been wounded and discouraged. Listen, Jesus never got discouraged. Ever. And he made a way for us not to become discouraged. You can get disappointed at different things, but you don't get discouraged. You know how to wait on him. You know how to guard yourself. You know how to stay in peace. He whose mind is stayed on me, I will keep him in perfect peace. Why? Because he trusts me. When you're not at peace, you're telling God and you're telling everybody else, you're not trusting God. God, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's tomorrow. You ever been there? You just don't know what you're going to do. Well, tell somebody, I'm just going to trust the Lord. Okay, spiritual authority is not forcing your will on somebody. You know, I'm the boss around here. Well, you might be on your job, because that's how they operate in the world. But spiritual authority is not forcing your will. Jesus never forced his will on anybody. I said this statement some weeks ago. Alexander conquered the world through force. Jesus conquered it through love. And whose name changed time? It wasn't Alexander. From BC to AD. Time is hinged upon him. Whose book is the most read book and the most published book? The book that they tried to destroy the most, but I don't have the stats in front of me, but by billions upon billions has it been published and read more than any other book. I don't care what you say. The Quran and all the Qurans, none of them like the Bible. The Word of God. God sees you. Why? Because it's life. It's the life giver. It ain't just philosophy. My word is spirit and it's life. He chose, he said, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. Amen? All right, so I just want to lay this again. I'm going to lay this again and again as the Lord leads so that we get it. I just want you to have a pretty sermon. I want you to get these principles and appropriate them in your life so you can release that Zoe life that you have. Amen. You don't need a whole lot. You don't need to be involved in a whole lot. You don't need to be on every board and involved in everything going on. No, you got it yourself. Amen. 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 I said, you have it yourself. Authority, true authority, is always establishing God's peace.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-4-RESURRECTION.